Erlem Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello and welcome once again to Verulam Sport Podcasting. Now, I know this is a very challenging time for us all. I appreciate the bigger picture, but obviously here at Verulam Sport, we are massively passionate about the important role of sports to unite communities, to inspire us all. And this is a very exciting moment for me because it's a first for Verulam Sport Podcasting, but regular Verulam Sports listeners will know that one of the hardest working people in all sport is Kat Ratnapala. Reminder, she is the director of netball, head coach of the important Saracens Mavericks netball team, our local netball Super League team, and of course involved in the England coaching structure too. How you manage all that, Kat, I'll never know, but for now I'm just welcoming you back and I'm delighted to share a bit of time with you. How are you keeping?
It's a bit of a mouthful, that title, isn't it? I'm keeping well, thank you, Tony, and great to be on. And yeah, thank you for the opportunity to come on, and I hope everybody's keeping well in this difficult time for us all.
Difficult, unprecedented. It really is a super challenge. And as I say, from my perspective, before we drill into the unique challenges being faced by the Saracens Mavericks and so many other sporting infrastructures at this time, I want to remind everybody, because I'm always going to be a pint half full kind of a guy, of the important and growing aspect of netball and, of course, women's sport in general. Because goodness me, I know it was a slightly disappointing kind of recent World Cup, but it was a wonderful roadshow, wasn't it? And of course, the Roses did the business recently down in Oz in the Commonwealth Games, bagging gold. Netball is on the up and up. Mavs were on fire, looking very strong, but it all came to a grinding halt. Just briefly, Kat, remind us of the overarching important context of netball, and then we'll begin to drill in to your unique challenges at this unusual period.
Yeah, definitely. It feels such a long time ago now. And yeah, back in the start of the season in February, we were at the Birmingham Arena and amazing, amazing atmosphere. We had 9,000 people watching us play. So packed out stadium. We got on court against Stars. It was electrifying. It was amazing to get our squad out there after a fantastic preseason that we'd had. We've been down to Bath where we won the final there in a preseason tournament there. We went up to Manchester. We're in the final. We unfortunately lost out to Manchester Thunder, but fantastic pre-season start. Fantastic to get in front of playing so many fans there. And as you say, netball is on the up and up. It marks a year that we just had the World Cup in Liverpool. And there were over 112,000 tickets sold for that event. Over 6,000 Brits followed or attended the World Cup. It wasn't a phenomenal amount of people interested in netball, and you know, the fact that we have only got women playing, I think, is a massive bonus for our sport, and the fact that, you know, we had so many people interested, it's amazing. And as you say, you know, the World Cup, the Commonwealth Games previously, we've got 2022 in Birmingham, Commonwealth Games, so that's all to play for and all to look forward to. So yeah, it's a challenging time at the moment, but absolutely we had a phenomenal start. We were in a really good place. Absolutely gutted that it's come to an end. We managed to get three games out of our season under our belt before, obviously, COVID came along and wiped everything out. And yeah, it's really unfortunate timing for us. But as I say, thankfully, we're all well. All the families are well. And that's all we can ask for in this time.
Yeah, they're right. But again, I think it's so, so critical that we don't lose sight of this momentum. And I'm very confident that when things revert to, quote unquote, what they're referring to, I don't really like the phrase, the new norm, but the things will get back to normality, which of course is the Mavs challenging. And what an important institute here in Hertfordshire, but again, globally recognised, the Saracens Mavericks. And I think it's important that we don't forget how crucial you are to our sporting culture here. Just be quickly before we drill into a few of the financial matters, which are critical. Just tell me a little bit, Kat, because one of the things I love and value about talking with you is how aware, astutely you are about process-driven, bigger picture thinking, taking account of little wins incrementally towards this big goal. How challenging has this period of isolation been to maintain that style and that approach at this moment?
Incredibly challenging. I mean, from a netball's perspective, we are considered very high risk. There's obviously the contact on the ball with your hands. There's the close proximity of you and your opposition. So we're probably going to be one of the last to go back and to start back netball training. And I think, you know, that brings its own challenges of the connections and the teamwork side of things. It's great that obviously cricket have been able to go back and high level football, but obviously the grassroots level, etc., it's a long way off at the moment. And you know, for us, it's just making sure that we can do everything that we can. So we actually do regular Zoom sessions. I think I'm in the fittest that I've ever been this year, just from trying to keep up with my players. It's been incredible. You know, the amount of contact time that we have had, as I say, we've had regular Zoom calls just to catch up with everyone. Some of our players live by themselves. We've been getting in touch with our volunteers and making sure that they're all okay, because again, I think it's the vulnerable people that are living by themselves that are at most at risk during this time and have been at most at risk. So absolutely, we've been connecting quite a lot, and we've been doing everything that we can to continue the culture and making sure that we're all together. And you know, from our perspective of looking on the courts, we've got quite a few players on two-year contracts, so we're lucky in that respect that a lot of the Mavericks players are coming back and will be with us next year. And we hope that we can maintain a full squad kind of moving forward. The culture of Mavericks is that of a family. And it absolutely is important that we look after each other during this time.
I'll tell you what, one thing that's often overlooked here, because we have a tendency, I think, to consider our sports stars almost superhero-like, but they are human beings. And also, like most human beings, but maybe even amplified, sports stars are, again, appreciative of process, of discipline, of routine. So again, like you say, some of them do live alone, all of whom are human beings. I suppose there have been sort of a little bit of borderline, I don't want to over egg it, but a little bit of an identity issue here for a lot of our great sports stars that is not necessarily something maybe the man on the street would even consider.
Absolutely. And I think with that brings anxieties and you know, getting back to normality, whatever that looks like now. I think that's definitely something that we've challenged with. We've had our sports psychologist, Alison Maitland, working with our players. And just to make sure that we are looking after the all-rounded person. And that's so important from people is just not looking after the sports person, but actually they are people at the end of the day as well. So a huge amount of the girls have been taking on CPD opportunities and learning new skills, whether it's juggling with different things and everything. You know, it's important that they do continue to keep things and keep things as normal as possible. And as you say, those check-ins and the regular times that we have been catching up when we normally would be training has been vital to everybody, ourselves included.
I always value your family culture that you've yourself had a critical role in instilling and maintaining. I think it's so important. One thing that I think is important that we are conscious of, netball, as we've discussed, is on the up and up, and that's wonderful, but it must again be placed in its proper context. Even sports with such historical support as rugby, I was reading that massive redundancy is going to be made at the RFU, for instance. And of course, as growing and is vital, to use a slight pun there, as netball is, no doubt about it, it's not in that league yet. So of course, sadly, from a financial stance, these challenges are even higher. And I know you are looking for our support, and I know how benevolent of spirit the people of Hertfordshire are, and I know they respect massively how crucial the Mavs are to our sporting culture here. So, Kat, please, reminders, educators, how can we get involved and assist and make it such that when we chat next season, it's going to be a Mavs team challenging and really, really going from strength to strength?
Absolutely. And I think every professional or non-professional club has been hit by COVID. And yeah, we're no different. We're a £500,000 turnover business now. Mm-hmm. It is a business. And I think that a lot of people don't realise that, in the fact that we started at small roots, yeah, and we've grown into this massive empire now within Saracens Mavericks. And that's just because of the professionalism of the league. We've got a lot of professional players, full-time athletes in our squad. And all of that care, the physio support, the S&C support, the performance analysis of looking at games, etc. It is a huge business. And as you say, I think from our perspective, we desperately want to maintain our 15 years in this league. We want to maintain our position in the league, and we want to push on. And netball is a fantastic game. It's really moving forward. It's a really exciting time right now for everyone to be involved and to come down to watch our matches at University of Hertfordshire. Right now, it's critical that we do have the support, and our supporters and our fan base have been absolutely phenomenal. With supporting us, we do have a GoFundMe page set up at the moment, which we can send through links, etc., or anyone can visit our social media page to get those links, and to any donation, big and small, is massively appreciated at this time. I think it's really important that we do leave no stone unturned, that absolutely, we do look at every single opportunity that we can do, whether that's a sponsorship, whether that's businesses getting behind us, whether that is a donation from a person an individual person. It's massively appreciated at this time to make sure that we can survive this moment going forward to next year.
Absolutely. I'm sure, like I say, I know the people here in St Albans, Hertfordshire, and just generally are incredibly benevolent. I'm aware that there's challenging times for us all. I am aware that there's an awful lot of very good causes that kind of demand our attention, but I think this is critical. I really do. The Mavs are such a gem in the crown of the Hertfordshire sporting culture. Again, I know people will get involved, whether that's at a sponsorship level or just an individual donation. Every penny will count. Across social media, I know you're always very active there, but can you remind us, please, of the actual GoFundMe account or link, please?
Yeah, so it's gf.me/u/x84asy.
Perfect. And I'm giving you another chance again before we conclude this conversation to get that out there. But again, always reverting to type and that kind of pint half full individual, I think it's also crucial to remind everybody that it's not just hyperbole when we say that the Mavs are so crucial to the netballing world. I mean, the facts speak for themselves, don't they? How positive is this? And you must appreciate it on myriad levels. Six Mavs selected for England at various different levels. Obviously, we're pending dates and times, but to be in that level, it just again reflects the quality of the squad you manage. I think it's Kadeem Corbin, Georgie Fisher, Jodie Gibson, Gabby Marshall, and Razia Kwasi make it into the Vitality Roses infrastructure. And a big shout out also, because it's always the next level down, that will become the superstar of the future. Beth Akua Dale selected for the Roses Future program. Kat, your thoughts on that testimony to the wonderful Mavs family spirit and quality that you've overseen?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm immensely proud of those players that have been selected into the squads, and to be able to maintain your Roses position. There's only 24 athletes in that top squad. To have five of them within Saracens Mavericks is fantastic, and it's really important that we absolutely are celebrating, and we can't wait to celebrate with them that they've achieved that and maintain their position. So from a Kadeen's perspective, Georgia's perspective, Gabs and from Razia, they've all done fantastically well to maintain their positions, and we're so very proud of them. Also really, really proud, as you mentioned, of Beth, to be able to step up and to put herself forward for the Futures Academy programme within England, and to get a place in there is fantastic for her. It's something that she's been knocking on the door for a while. And I'm really, really pleased that she's now been given that opportunity to hopefully move on with her and progress with her netball. We've also got a fantastic pathway within Saracens Mavericks, and I can't go without mentioning them as well. So we've had Scottish internationals within our pathway. We've had a Welsh international with our pathway. We have a huge amount of depth within our pathway as well, and Sashel Grant is doing a fantastic job, as well as all of the other coaches, our amazing coaches that are working with these players, have been doing a fantastic job of working with them and bringing them through. And we've had a huge amount of National Academy players as well. So we've got six National Academy players at age group level within England pathway as well. So absolutely, the seniors are paving the way, if you like, but the pathway players are also doing their bit as well. And it's not only that elite level that we're looking at. We look across the board, and we have about 1,000 people joining our camps every year. So, we've got all levels within Mavericks. We've got that performance end and the elite end, but also we want to work with the grassroots as well. So, it's a really exciting business, and I'm really pleased to see all of their hard work come into fruition.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it reflects, as you eloquently explained there, this family ethos that is so, so crucial to the continued success, no doubt in my head at least, of the Mavs. You mentioned, and I love it that you did there, the kind of Pathways program. Tell me a little bit about the virtual, and we've all embraced virtual world. I mean, you and I are Zooming today, the virtual end of season awards, which I think really did shine a light on that kind of Pathways program. Just a few of the highlights from that, if you could, please, Kat.
Oh, absolutely amazing. And I was on the end of season awards with the girls. And I think that the fact that they give so much, week in, week out to all of the coaches, and, to have their families on board on the Zoom call with the players as well, it was a really special moment. And absolutely, the coaches have done a fantastic job with these players, and the players are in such an exciting place. Mm-hmm. And to be able to have that end of season, whilst it didn't really look like what we wanted it to, it was fantastic to be able to share those special moments. And there's a lot of exciting players coming through our pathway right now that, we're working with on a week in, week out basis on Zoom. So we've been doing hit sessions, etc., on Zoom, not necessarily netball as such, but we've got some programs over the summer to keep them going, so that hopefully we can come back into the new season, ready and raring to go. But yeah, there was absolutely all of the players that were nominated. We had players player and coaches player and most improved. It was great to see those players come through, and just to see the progress that they've made, not just as players but as people as well, is really special to us.
Absolutely special to us here on Verum Sports as well. It is appreciated. I'm sure it's going to be bigger and better as the Mavs develop. I'm very confident about that. Again, you've got such wonderful foundations, but let's not forget, we do need support in order to ensure that that is indeed the case. So remind us again, Kat, of how we can get involved, learn a little bit more, and if there are people listening in the business context or just an individual who can offer just even a few pounds here or there, every penny will help make sure that the Mavs are alive, kicking, adapting, evolving and thriving into next season and beyond. Again, remind us of the best way to assist accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody would like to go on to our website, you can find all of our social media details there, the GoFundMe links, details about our pathway, about our England players that have been selected, and about future camps going to be coming through shortly on the virtual world. So if anybody wants to log on to www.mavericksnetball.co.uk.
That's awesome. Remind us in closing once again of that wonderful, highly engaging, really full of life website link, please, Kat.
Yeah, it's www.mavericksnetball.co.uk.
Wonderful. I've got to tell you, it's always a pleasure to enjoy a bit of time in your company. For myself personally, the whole team here at Verum Sports, I'd like to wish you and the whole family, right from all those elite players to the grassroots, and I know also massively important, all those wonderful volunteers that put their heart and soul into the Mavs culture, our very best. And I'm wishing everybody involved here continued joy and success in these challenging times. Thank you for your time once again.